Yes, man. Hello. Is Hanaka there already? Peoples.
Hey. Daphne. He's not on yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go meet.
All right, how's everybody?
Good, everybody's fine. How about you?
Baruch Hashem, yes. Good.
Good, good. Glad to hear.
Can't complain.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I will be starting momentarily. Can you go to Saturday to wish him a big kilo or kilo? Or can you look you? You're off that. Shame you'd have the bad day. So you could ask him in the same call you trail. In a knock me by him like I am it's what Sephirata Omer. La so nahat ruach, we outrainu, the la so it's on Borinu. By Hino, I'm a Dunai Lohino, and then the Marseille, I did it for the nail and the Marseille for the nail. I'm getting a lot of background noise. Is it possible to mute your phones by pressing star 6, please? we're not going to say the verses from the Psalms that orient our intentions and our consciousness to this blessing in the counting of the Omer. Adonai Yigmor Badi, Adonai Yohe Wahe, Hazgecha Leolam Maasei Adecha, Al Teref Ekra Lelohim, Elyon Lael Gomer Alai, Bene Emar Ve Agor Alai, Viareth Mitbaseset, Bedamaith Vayomar Lach Bedamaith, Chayi Vayomar Lach Bedamaith Chayi, Barki Nafshi Et Adonai Yohewahe, Elohim Adonai Yohewahe, Elohai Gedalta, Hadar Levashta, Ote Or Chashalma, Note Shamayim, Kalia, Baruch Ata, Adonai Yohewahe, Yudhevavhe, Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav, Betzivanu, Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom, Shmona Asar Yom LaOmer, Kehem Bnei Shavuot, Yarba'a Yamim. Today is the 18th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 4 days. Now for the inner light. Harat Amar Yachatzir Avodat Bet HaMikdash Lim Koma Bim Hera Biyameinu Amen. Psalm 67, the menorah song, the menorah psalm. We will stop at a word and stop at a letter. Lam Matsaya Bin Gino Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechanenu Yivarkenu Ya'er panav itanu sela Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha Bekol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha amim. The word amim on day 15, we also had the same word, Amin. It means nations. It also can be permutated and translated as the people of the sea. And in Torah, he means Torah. So it's really referring to Torah study. The question is, how can you find the time to do more Torah study, or more intense Torah study, or teach Torah study, become more involved when living the Torah, rather than an intellectual exercise of studying the Torah? All of these questions and all of these attitudes and attributes are all built into the consciousness of the word Amin. Shalom. Yismahu v'ra'im. Ki. The letter Yud. In the word Ki. We know that the Yud is the first letter of the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This Yud is metaphorically, but actually connecting us to Chachma, to the sphere of Chachma, which is wisdom. How can you connect to a greater sense of Chachma, a greater sense of wisdom, so that your intuition becomes more effective? It becomes a tool of true use instead of something that you sense that there's something going to happen and you don't know what. How can you generate your intuition to actually inform you? What are you concerned about? Why are you concerned about these things? What can you do to change them? Because your consciousness controls, your wisdom controls, your intuition is connected to all of this. Pishpot amim mishor lumim ba'aretz tanhem sela yoduchan Elohim yoduchan min kulam. Eretz not na yuvulayu varkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu, yuvarkeinu, Elohim v'yiru, oto kol aseh aleh. Yana b'koach? Anna b'koach. To Chachma, its connection to activity, its connection to Torah, to teaching Torah, to being with Torah, to living Torah. Kevava. Ben Gimodalid, Yitzhakim. Barhem Tacharem, Rakame Sitata, Tami Babem, Hasim Kadosh, Shiroti, in now count the Omer in the third method, that of the Sefirot. Ribono shel olam, atah tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata, uspartem lachem, v'machara ha-shabbat v'yom ha-viachem. Et omer, ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot, tamimo tihiena, ad memacharat ha-shabbat, ha-shvi'it ha-sefiru, tamishim yom, kidei she-yitacharu, nachshot amcha b'Yisrael, muzoch ha-matam. Uvakem yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu shebizchut sefirat haomer shesafarti hayom yetukan ma shebagamti b'sefira netzach shebetiferet. Netzach Shebetiferet. Netzach means eternal victory. Means eternity. Tiferet is balance. Tiferet is beauty. Beautiful balance.
Okay.
What does eternity look like in the frame of reference known as Tiferet? The frame of balance. What does eternity look like in when you are in balance? When you are in balance, everything runs smoothly. Everything works. This is the energy of tonight and tomorrow. But what do you have to do to maintain balance? What do you have to do to connect to eternity? Which of your character traits, your midot, do you have to change to achieve that result? Amen, Selah. Tonight's class is a Tikkun Zohar class. You can find the class on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the last row 19, the second column from the left. It says a Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When that page opens up, scroll down to class 26, Tikkuni Zohar, section 28. And when you open that up, it opens up to section A. But we did that last week, so we need to scroll down a little bit to section B. And I will start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Berichu Ishkinkei Bidkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta Shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Le'imu Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihino Adonai Elohenu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei. Vayit kashar ba'ad Avraham ta'i yehu ha'moshe ho ma'oshim. Torah v'ba Ashtalim Moshe Umayad Tishtalim Ashtalio Alaya Yamina Dada Hu Uzroa Hashem Al Mi Negalta Kamisha Benadun Deyayahi Gan Detalim Sagin Dehai Migun Salik Mineya Kama Deginot Olamin Besitra Detishima Ala Dematamin Ruach Sakon Harwan Tchata Dekahi Nor Dot David Wechaywa Menagam Malin Adahu Diktiv Malchut Begimel Vechaya Kenagin Begin the hide, begin the goon. Salik minaya kama naginot. Olamin mistara. Ishmala de matamin ruach tzafon hawa. Nata nechata bekaki nor David wechawa min yin mealiyu ada achim begimel vechaya chenagim hamanagim vegomer umatamin reamin nafkin Adahu diktiv Ayo hafav ve Rayam gemurotais yu Mi yitfunin Umatamin rea Hatara'a Haret betoroa Mesitra dima Chesed mot, teta mot, ta, eretz betakia, orbeha pola, eretz beshavarim, behahuzina, talat avhan, betara shirin, begazora, beata vidu, Vaharoa Shavirin Tekia Uvahon Ra Tahatoroa Gagomerda Yehi Besof Yomio Bekalatin Elen Viara Yisrael Yehon Begin the Tamin, Tavaron, the Avahon, Tamin, Taborin, Shiteta, Halleluja, Hallelohu, the Daha Heval, Alaya, Itmar, Leil, Shemorim, Sula, Yod, Yehu Amoda de Emsaita de Raza de Mila Hashbayo Hallelujah Maro Hoshia Hashem et Amcha et Sheyari Yisrael Vekayim Taramika Kayami Tatika Me Eretz Mitzrayim, Ara no Nachliot, the Raza, the Mila, Meme, Sheyehia, Ava, Sheyehia, Uveya, Mimikon Shevito, Ashadiah, the Gindihu, the Yukna, the Emoda, the Emtraita, the Hahu, the Naatkin, Raza de Matani Tain, the Amar Olin, Bolarva, the Tolin, Kol Hamesh, the Hainu El Aleph Hamisha, the Shorathin, the Tahalat, Jeshti, who I Aleph Chetita, who Gindela, Yepar Yeshu, Shame Jeshti, who Amoda, the Emsaita, Udin Sheva, the Ayahi, the Tat Zogea, Sarish Leveara, Sheor the Hamet, the Inunar Erev Rav, the Layid Hazin, Bain Shesh, the Ayahu, Vaduvin, Shevadit Mar, Basheva, Bayom Halaliticha, the Gindi Arva, the Erev Rav, Aprashu, Bain Shesh, the Lashava, the Metain, Sora, Yamadiat, Amar Shemot, Levir, Viair, Vayar, Aamki, the Shesh Moshe, the Oakmuhu, the Shesh Bilain, Shicheatin, Abdu Yat, Adla, the Afarashu, Bain Babke, the Nun Shesh, the Sheva, Haki, the Yaparish, Loni Kuta, Barishu, Bain Shesh, the Sheva, Divagini, who Pavish, No Masa, Perosa Lachem, Ani Ani Vadai, Uvahahu Zinahata, Shalipa Kegadna, Vihabarata, Shaayahi, Masa Shalipi, Dahu, Kiki, Shaya, Laivahiya, Or Halvana, Or Hahama, the Ame, Havit, Matsaparosa, Begin the Istalak, Mineval, Ragel, Gayela, Lemeho, La Matsva, Umetsa, Parosa, Istarak, Dalad the Ugin, Da Matza, Perosa, Dalad Matza, the Shalima, He the Ugin, Damrin, Halel, Damor, the Halal, Sheinu, Damor, the Pesach, Lechabel, Matza, Shalima, Matza, Parosa, Amrin Amaror Al Shem Deit Parash Min Hashem Bedach Darim Lavin Tivimaro At Chayachem Ayahu Maror Zayyehi Maral Chada Hudikti Ruach Aleph Tarim Limara Kim Hamar Shadai Kli Biavoda Shabashiao V'chamar, b'kol v'chamar, v'ayinu min d'yalma, u'man garim da, yud min, shaday rashimil, divarit d'yahiv, Moshe v'yar erev rav, begin da nachita, v'yal yadiya, at yadi, Shekinta v'yachada, am kutsha barichu, begindi hu afrish lon, tarich liyachoda, lon l'takana, v'ami v'chayav, kamu kako, kavariya v'nashiku, Laya Yamru Alef La Ibna Lealma Elal Mashma Sadi. Shavia Benatso Ach Dayahu Netza. Yisrael v'aleya, itmar begam netzach, Yisrael lo yishmar, sheker v'aleya, itmar l'mei netzach, al yalit ha-shachar, l'mitzach, al ha-shamayim, it. Man shemayinayit hod vayehu netzach al yar tamina v'choda'a uvaya hawa mishvat David hodu lo vada hod v'day l'nintzach Hodu b'chon ramizim, netzach v'hod inun nasim, uvya shevach moshe, az hadah udiktiv, az yashir moshe, v'gindi yehu hod yachayiv, l'moshe az tikra, v'hashem yohana, Vayahu nalef nun, navi nun, tamini ya, yomim demila, utariya, berit deyuhu, yusod sadikar, vialma, uvya, idgala. The right hand, the arm of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, is the revelation of intention and the way of the transformation of the above into the below. It is this knowledge that is the perfection of the name, since by its perfection, conscious awareness of the way things work is initiated and perfected. The northern wind is the accumulated actions of the unified thought that strikes the harp of David, that then, in sympathy with unified thought, expresses the intention. This intention is as the musician has played, since the musician always seeks harmony. These thunderclaps are the rhythms contained inside of the music that results from the pulsing of intention. The rhythm aspect is then punctuated with the staccato, the penetrating, and the broken up sound made by the shofar. These sounds are for the purpose of removing blockages and promoting the prayers in their intended directions. The transition from one state to another is described. The end of days, meaning the end of the status quo and the awakening of the new paradigm. The sixth type of music is hallelujah. Hallelujah, and this is Hevav. And that is said, it was a night of watching unto Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and this is the middle pillar. This sixth type of music shows the rising levels, awareness, uniting with each other, symbolized by Yud-Hei and Hei-Vav. In the awakening consciousness that recognizes the holiness in which it is surrounded, thereby giving off hallelujah. Yes, these wonders are the recognition of holiness in which all good things may be discerned. Through this holiness, all thoughts are gathered together with this holiness, even those called the remnants of Israel. The middle pillar is the avenue of connection. This is established through this conscious awareness of holiness akin to Moshe and his acknowledgement of the above. It is here that Moshe does establish his point of view or his sealed seat above. It is important to keep in mind here that thought is the central allegory here. There are joinings of thought raised level by level. At first we absorb the fourth hour, then thought are in suspense, the fifth hour, meaning they are mingling together, awaiting their rising. And at the rising of thought, that dross is burned away in the sixth hour, or hour, leaving the putty, purity of intention. In the Talmud, there is a discussion about the hours of the night. And the last 3 hours, the fourth, fifth, and sixth hours, are the time that a man is to talk to his wife. These are metaphors, but this is the best time for husband and wife to communicate. This is the best time to feel their love with Zivug. This is the best time to be together in unity when the children are not bothering them, when their other responsibilities have lessened and they are just with each other. It is important to understand that the mixed multitude represents the klipot, or the shells of awareness that are the abridgers of chaos. They arise to turn the focus around towards their own numbers instead of holiness. It is in reality inertia that is at work here within the consciousness. This mixed multitude is then absorbed as a result of the connection of holiness that completes the seven times cycle. That paragraph is difficult to comprehend, but if you spend a few minutes contemplating it, you will find it to be very clear. Imagine the sum total of all thought that is gathered in the sixth millennium, only for the purpose of once and for all transforming their essence into the holiness that is the intention of the seventh millennium. Now this transformation goes on continuously within the thought states, within the seekers, within the wise, within the righteous. The purpose of all of these transformations is to bring about the unity of thought, and the awareness of that unity, meaning the Shekhinah, is reunited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shekhinah was incomplete because her connection was interrupted by the mixed multitude, or those thoughts of chaos that challenge the unity of creation. It is described as preventing the mitzvot from taking place. The complete matzah is the transformed dalet, which adds the vav to become the hay. Visualize a dalet, add a vav, and you have a hay. The incomplete matzot and complete matzot are allegories for the unification of thought or its fragmentation. It's referring to the matzah that is broken, the one we call Yitzhak in the Seder. By the same analogy, the bitterness that is experienced is because of the fragmentation of thought. Just as water is embittered by impurities, so too is the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made inaccessible by fragmentation. This unity, it should be noted, is always present, but it is our fragmentation that prevents us from experiencing. The cause of this fragmentation then was the circumcision of the mixed multitude. What is this like? Imagine you have a mikvah purified initially, and then you introduce impurity into the water. This is essentially what happened in terms of the mixed multitude and Israel. Moshe, by including the mixed multitude of Israel, corrupted the purified Israel, which by its release from Egypt cleansed them of their chaos. Their slavery and their adherence to Egyptian ways. What is this like? Imagine a jar of quartz. It contains only quarters that are declared to be the currency of all higher functions. Then you introduce pennies and nickels and dimes into the jar. When you mix these other denominations, the purity of the formula can never be fixed. The only way to make it pure again is to separate out everything but the quarter. This is significant revelation since it speaks to the basic principles of holiness. I'm getting static that I'm creating. Let's see if it'll get fixed when I mute everybody. Hopefully this will fix the recording. The eternal is the epitome of holiness. This holiness is brought about by the truth of thought being in harmony with the being, with the essence. This means that specifically what we are thinking maintains its harmony with the world around us. This seventh type of music speaks to its harmony in the way in which each note relates to another vis-a-vis its composition. Thanksgiving is acknowledgement of the above. This is the miraculous experience of unity, whereupon we realize that this is where we are meant to be all along. Praise is our way of mirroring the above, and it's the understanding that Moshe was given of the actions of holiness that ever sends forth its abundant good. These 8 days of circumcision, described as the 8 kinds of music, speak to the joining of the above, or the holiness of creation, with our innate comprehension of the process of the way things work. The circumcision symbolizes the disjoining of unity and chaos, leaving only unity to demonstrate the divine will. The yud of circumcision is the 10th of the 10 sephirot, and this hod is the 8th day of the festival of Hanukkah. 4 and 20 days, in Kislev. There blessed is the name of the glory of his kingdom forever, consisting of 24 letters. But of Netzach, it is stated in Bereshit 8:4, and the ark rested in the seventh month, because Netzach alludes to Noah, the righteous. That is the end of the section. It's the end of our class tonight. Tomorrow at 4:30, we will continue studying section 34 of Parashat Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. I hope you'll be able to join us. I'm going to unmute the phone and ask if anybody has questions. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello. I would like to make a comment. Maybe it may turn into a question. I know this is my first time in this class, but as you're reading each of these paragraphs, it's very connected to several of the elements here of what we experience physically, especially the music. When you understand and you have a knowledge of music, and we know that through music, the vibrations of whatever chords are struck, it could even surpass thought. But, you know, it's amazing how the intertwining of what was described, I understand it's describing the process, but to really feel the process, I like the way it said at the very beginning, over here, I have to go at the top, where it said, very first paragraph, in the first sentence, it says, the way of the transformation of the above is into the below. It's amazing to me how above, you have to understand, it probably is referring to the mind. And then below is definitely the heart. So when one can unify the heart rhythm, because the heart has its own rhythm separate from the mind, and it's amazing how those two must be in a marriage. So when you see how it is explained with the female and the male having to be joined at a specific time for their alone time, away from all the busyness of the, you know, the mundane responsibilities of living that a man proceeds with as well as a woman. And when they unite with their love, apart from the assignment, it's amazing how this marriage of love, which is felt with a heart. So my question is this. In reading this and seeing how it's interconnected with so many things, with physicality, with the vibrations of love of the mind, who seeks through the man his connection to Hashem, is it possible that it's describing also the multi layers of how the heart is being circumcised when the man connects with his wife in that unity? That was my thought as you were reading all of this. Anyway, just some thinking that I was thinking of.
Would anybody else like to comment before I respond? First off, welcome, Baraka, to this class. This is really the highest order of the Zohar. It's called the Tikkuni Zohar. And this is our first time as a community where we are going through the all 70 essays regarding the word Bereshit. But everything that is in the Tikkuni Zohar is on a very high level, and your thoughts about the unity of the heart and the head are very real and very appropriate. If you review some of the earlier recordings, you'll find that helpful in understanding or learning or experiencing the unity of the head and the heart, as that is really the purpose. People who have been taught in the Western world, they don't understand truly the idea that by reading the Aramaic and then we read the English translations, the energy coming out of the Aramaic is what changes people. And that energy that comes out, if you are able to feel it, that is phenomenal. Because not everybody is energy sensitive. But in addition to that, if you don't feel it, it still works. And this is the tool. This is why the Tikkuni Zohar was written. The Tikkuni Zohar is the only writing of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai directly. These are his words explaining mind works, how the brain works, the relationship between mind and brain, the relationship between mind, brain, and heart, the relationship to the brain of or the mind of the heart. All of these terms in Kabbalah that are very difficult to understand, Rabbi Shimon has included these in these 70 essays. And it's not in a logical progression. It's in an intuitive progression. And that's what you were feeling. Because I know you, and I know you're energy sensitive. That's what you're experiencing. Your thoughts are absolutely beautiful. And
thank
we
you.
Do this class once a week.
That
are there
I understand.
Any
other
questions?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Everyone, shalom gadol. A huge amount of peace and serenity
shalom.
In life. Shalom to all.